We heard from coast to coast, entrepreneurs on the move, getting out of house. EOTM Radio. We heard from coast to coast, entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Next station is the hottest, playing the best independent artists, and looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Yeah. Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Okay. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Classic
City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
Everybody, this is your boy T'Angelo, and we are here for another beautiful evening of chilling at the Kicker Spot. So right now I'm actually on Facebook. Y'all should go ahead and like the new T'Angelo Live Facebook, which you can find at facebook.com/T'Angelo Live. And people are having all kinds of little things to post about the debate that's going on, and I'm just enjoying the read. What did I say? Here's a funny one. Biden just said he ain't new to this, he's true to this. That's like a rap line. Who is he quoting? I know that's somebody. I can't grab it right now, but I know he's quoting somebody. This debate can keep going on all night, like till 2 a.m. No, it's like 3 a.m. Yes, I'm still being entertained. So apparently I'm going to have to, when I finish the show, I'm going to have to go check out the debate, because I surely haven't had a chance to get into it as we are here chilling at the Kicker Spot. But anyhow, you guys keep the comments coming. I'm enjoying the entertainment, definitely enjoying the entertainment. So, you guys, it is so much going on in the world today, and they definitely keep us entertained. I'm sorry, people are posting some crazy stuff. Let me get off. let me get off the Facebook. But they're posting some comments. Something they're posting, you guys, is hilarious. So, it's really funny. So, anyhow, if you guys are watching, if you've seen any of it, the debate thing, I guess you guys know for yourself. But anyhow, I'm going to have to go to Twitter in a second. On the next break, I'm going to go stop by Twitter and see what people are posting there, too. I'm sure it's another barrel of laughs. Anyhow, you guys, what's up? If you guys get a chance, like I said, like the New Tangible Life Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. You need your support, definitely there. And then also take a moment and request to be added to the email list so you can receive all things Tangible Live. The save the date was sent out for an event that's coming up and, you know, just details on the show and everything else that's happening with Tangible Live, as well as some of the, you know, hottest and trendiest news, okay? So, yeah, get yourself added to the email list. That's awesome there. What else is going on? Oh, I mentioned the event. So coming up this month in October, Tangible Live is hosting our first book sign. Book signing, celebrity book signing. So you want to save the date for October 28th, and the rest of the details will be released soon to come. But it's going to be a great event because Tangible Live is teaming up with Veteran Supplemental Support, better known as VSSN, and they have a program called Food for Heroes. And so the Food for Heroes program teamed up with Tangible Live, and we're just doing these celebrity book signings, luncheon, and discussions. So they're going to be really nice, very nice, very elegant, and allow, you know, the vets and their families, as well as us pedestrians and citizens, to just come out, have a good time with the celebrity book author, have a nice luncheon, hang out with the vets, you know, be able to get a chance to give back and say thank you for what they've done, and then push it through from there. So, you know, keep an eye out, because you definitely want to attend this event. You will not want to miss this event, okay? So you have to join the mailing list so you can stay connected to all of this information, okay? We definitely want to keep you connected to the social media so you can get all the details for this event.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Spot, 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 spot. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo, Jalo, Jalo.
So what's going on tonight? Well, you guys, we have another barrel of laughs ready for you. I guess it'll just be barrels all night today. But tonight's going to be fun because we're going to start off with Relationship Tip of the Week. And I'm excited about this relationship tip because it's something that is really true and people don't really recognize it, which is know who is getting your quality time. Yes, make sure you know that, child. Who's getting your quality time and what are they doing with it? Okay, we'll go more into that. And then also this evening, we are going to be talking to a few of my friends. We're going to hang out, talk about trending topics, and just really hang out and kick it and chill at the kicker spot. As a matter of fact, I had a drink around here somewhere. I just finished a couple tacos, y'all, so I'm chilling. I'm about to put my feet up, and we're going to have a blast, okay? Veronica got her drink already. She cool. Ain't that like a glass of water? Yeah, with a lemon slice in it. You a mess. Anyhow, so we're definitely going to do that, you guys. We will be talking about, like I said, some trending topics. We're going to discuss a show that I recently got introduced to. It's on the OWN Network, and it's called Fix My Life with the host Ayala Banzan. And it's a new show. The show, when it first kind of got started, I guess, maybe when it first got started, it had one of the ladies from Basketball Wives. Her name was Evelyn. She had a big old divorce with her husband, you know, her football husband, very public domestic violence situation. Anyhow, she was on this show, and they confronted what happened on Basketball Wise and talked about her life and stuff. It was really a great show, and the show continues to impress me. So we'll talk more about that. And then also we will discuss other random topics like the presidential campaign. Also, Stacey Dash, I don't know if you guys noticed, but she's had a recent major Twitter backlash. So we'll cover some of that. And then also we have to discuss this YouTube video that has gone viral, Gundam Style. Gundam Style. So, okay, I would digress, but we'll definitely come back to it. And then we'll have all that going on and other topics tonight, you guys. It's going to be a fun show and random topics and things, and we'll just chat it up. If you happen to want to input or present a new point of view, introduce a new topic, definitely, you guys, give me a call, 718-664-6543, and that's the radio line. You can just press the number one, a producer will have you on the show, and it'll be great. Again, that was 718-664-6543. All right, you guys, so we are going to take a quick musical break. My throat is kind of groggy, like Okay, I'm back. So we're going to take a quick musical break, you guys. But when we return, I'm going to go ahead and elaborate on today's relationship topic, know who's getting your quality time. And then also, while we're taking this musical break, you guys, please take this moment to go ahead and like the new Tiangelo Live Facebook page. We'll be right back.
From Columbia Pictures.
And that is how a baby antelope comes into the world. Oh, hey, Principal Betcher, you're late.
Across America, school budgets are falling.
This never happened.
But one teacher will find a way.
It's hard to believe he got 10 grand for that performance.
To fight back.
Mixed martial arts?
Do you really think that you could save the school by doing this?
I took judo. I mean, it was only for 3.5 weeks. But he said it had wicked potential.
On October 12th.
You ready?
You get knocked out cold.
I did see a unicorn. I was riding it.
Here comes the comedy. Here comes the action. Here comes the boom.
Firing your students, I see.
All right, let's get our story straight. Derek did it.
Kevin James.
What if I dunk this ball? Then you have dinner with me.
Deal.
That's cheating.
Dreams are about to come true.
Did that go in?
Here comes the boom.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dream, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window, don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar, inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't in this dreaming about to live. Don't wake me up, oh. Don't wake me up, oh. Don't wake me up, oh. Don't wake me up.
Yo, 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 that's our boy Chris Brown with Don't Wake Me Up. That is a fly joint right there, y'all. I can't even hate. I am really in love with that song. And his other single, Crawl, is pretty fly, too. So, Chris, big ups. I'm going to have to do lunch. So, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, T. Angelo, and you are currently tuned in to the Kicker Spot. And we are now about to get into Relationship Tip of the Week, okay? What is it, you ask? Well, it is know who is getting your quality time, okay? I'm sorry, I'm posting that on Twitter so my tweet people will know, too. Tip, know who is getting your quality time. Let's explain. So pretty much when you are in a relationship with somebody and, you know, there's I think there should be a certain amount of time that is designed especially for you, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, for you, for y'all's time together, whatever it might be. And if you're not getting your quality time, you have to question who is, because it's going somewhere. Somebody getting it. Someone is spending some quality time with your spouse or your partner, whatever title y'all going with. Someone's getting the quality time. So the question is, who is getting the quality time? And quality time doesn't stop at just the time, as it does compliments, as it does. It's all-inclusive. I just made it a generic word. It's all-inclusive. So let me indulge. Let's get into this. Okay, so I had a friend. I'm going to approach this whole story from me talking to my homegirl, okay? So that's how we'll talk about it. So I'm going to tell you a little story, then I'm going to go into depth. Well, the issue was this. So I had to keep her on game. I had to keep the homegirl up on game because she lucked out to be able to be a stay-at-home mom. The husband go out and make the bacon, she get to sit at the house, okay? Before they married and had kids, she was like a dime piece. Kept the hair, nails, fashion, face, all that was up. She kept it up. Had a little extra weight on her, but it wasn't tripping because it just made her look good, you know, a little thicker than a Snicker kind of chick, you know? Everything was gravy and nothing to be alarmed about, right? Now, things ain't quite the same. They've been married for a few years. Kids are here. Things are starting to change, you know. Every time I see her, she looks a little run down. Hair is really not kept. She hasn't seen the manicurist since I don't know how long, since they started doing a new little technique of the nail. And fashion is gone. Fashion is gone. I mean, I'm talking sweatpants, T-shirts every time I look up, sweatpants and T-shirts. Maybe jeans and a frumpy T-shirt. But never giving you the fashionistas that she was when they met or the fashionistas that I had saw and knew for quite some time. So I'm like, Rrr? So I thought I should mention to her that you need to go ahead and, you know, step your game up. And she told me, well, my man ain't complaining. I said, maybe he's not complaining, but he's not complimenting you either. So now she's like a big girl. She put on 60 pounds, you know, now she's a big girl. And I did not mention that, it's not, you know, she had the kids, so of course a little bit of weight is what happens. But then you got to try to work that stuff off and get back somewhere near your original you, if not to it, you know, but just kind of pull it together or at least show the effort. And that wasn't the case. So to cut through all the rigmarole, I had to tell her, I was like, girl, you are not pulling it together here. Your dude ain't complimenting you. He should walk in the house and he see you be like, damn, that's me right there. Or when you're in a public setting, he look across the room, be like, that's my chick. When he's staying with his boys and you walk up, everyone question like, dang, that's him right there. That's what you should do, ladies. Y'all get to be an ornament. It's part of your role. Men like to show off their women. You need to go ahead and do that. Now, let's get to this quality time. I told her, if he's not complimenting you, who is he complimenting? If y'all not setting up date nights, where is that time going? Because men are creatures of, like, sight. We like to look at stuff, and we think about complimenting it, or we actually do say something kind to the person who is giving us this feeling. And if your man ain't complimenting you, who is he complimenting? So in the end of that story, I even told, she was like, my man ain't complaining. I said, where is your husband? So I pulled him to the scene and asked him what he thought. And he was closer to agreeing with me than not. So moreover, we're going to go ahead and say, who is getting your quality time? Okay. Now, I'm just doing this versus guys and girls right now. Like, you know, making sure the chick is the one wanting the time and the dude is, like, you know, the one not giving it to her. That's simply how it goes. And so with that being said, if you find that your spouse is not giving you some attention, if your dude or your chick is not complimenting you, you need to question who are they complimenting? Who are they giving these compliments to? Because someone's getting them. They see something that they like somewhere. And if you notice your dude is not spending his off time, his extra time when he's not at work, if he's not spending that time with you, who is he spending with? Are you the one making him smile? If not, you need to find out who is getting, you need to find out who is getting your smiles, okay? And all the kind words, you know, all the little cheeks, like, hey, all that. You need to find out who's getting it because he's giving it to somebody. You need to be attentive to your partners. This is for guys and girls. Be attentive. If you notice there's a change in their habits, know that there has been a change made somewhere else as well. If you start coming in 15, 20 minutes late, where did the change come from? Because is the season change on traffic? Is the traffic different now? Why are you home 15 minutes late? What's that about? You got to be attentive because your quality time is going somewhere. It might be in video games, friends, family, work, coworkers, or at worst, it's going to someone else who is taking your place. You need to be aware of who's getting your quality time, especially if your spouse is trying to be in your space. If your spouse is trying to be in your space and you just can't make time for them, they have idle time on their hands now because they looking to spend time with you, but you ain't even there. You're not even there. So now on the flip side, homies, dudes, if you're not spending your quality time with your chick, don't be mad when she gives your quality time to someone else. I mean, she tried. You know, people get weary after a while. They look up and someone else is there to, you know, pick up the pieces. That 20-80 rule we heard about in, the 20-80 rule? That was in Why'd I Get Married, was it? The 20-80 rule? You get 80% of what you want. Who's filling in that 20%? Know that. You need to know that. I'm going to say in the words of Martin Lawrence, when the chick says, baby, I know you were busy on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but I got my hair and nails done. I was hoping that we can go out. You know, I can spend time with my baby. You know, I can go out and spend some time with you, baby. And then you say, sorry, I had told Craig and them I was going to kick it with them tonight. I got to go. See you when I see you. You walk hang out with Craig and them, right? Okay. Now, I had told you what...
D'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
Hey y'all, what it do? This is boy T'Angelo. We chilling here at the Ticket Spot. Okay, so we are chilling here at the Kicker Spot, and actually I got my homegirl, Kristen, who's been called into the show to chat it up with. So let me go ahead and bring the girl, Kristen, to the show. Yo, Chris, what's going on with you, Ma?
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
I'm great. Today's my birthday.
That's the first thing on my list right here. It says, wish her happy birthday. It said it. You got to it before I did. Dang it.
Thank you.
She beat me to the – I should have said it in my intro so you couldn't have beaten me to it.
I've been telling everybody all day. They sang happy birthday to me at the gym. It's great.
they didn't do the – what was that thing we saw on Facebook, the HBU, or what did it say? What is it, happy birthday?
HBD.
Okay, so everybody out there who's listening, HBD is an effed up way to try to tell someone happy birthday. If you can't take the time to say happy birthday via text and Facebook, then don't even bother. Don't HBD me. Do not HBD me. No. It's too. You already don't have to get me a gift. You don't even have to call me.
You already don't have to call. Yeah.
You don't even have to call me. All you have to do is type.
You just have to type it out.
And you, I'm so unimportant.
It makes me so happy to get the whole typed word.
You know what? Yeah. Let me tweet that right now. Where's Twitter? I need to go ahead and tweet that. Do not HBD me. If you can't write
on
it out.
On my birthday.
Don't do it. Do not HBD. I'm trying to find a good picture with an attitude on it. I don't have no picture with attitude face on it. I show you one. But anywho, so what is going on with you? Any big plans for the day?
No, you know, I hung out with my sisters and my mom and worked out, ate some ice cream and cake, and had a relaxing day.
Was that before or after the gym?
Which part?
The cake eating.
The cake was after the gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
it was just a cupcake, you know.
Well, okay, not
personal,
too much.
Not too much. Yeah.
Okay. So, Chris, what I want to discuss with you is the wonderful show you introduced me to, Fix My Life with Ayala Van Zandt.
Ayala Van Zandt.
And then what I have said, Ayala Van Zandt. Sound just like what you have said. Okay. So, with Mrs. Van Zandt. Okay, so to the listeners who haven't seen this show, pretty much the show is just like a kind of help, a consult session, if you will. You write into the show about some issues you're having in life. She comes in, gives you like some therapy, discuss with you how to fix it, womp, womp, womp. So, Chris, I wanted to go over the Evelyn show from Basketball Wives.
Evelyn?
Yes, I was moved by this episode. You and I both had discussed, you know, the movement that we had felt. What was one of the comments that you had took from that episode that really just stuck with you?
Hold on. Wait, you got to be a little more specific. I don't remember.
On the show, because I remember when we were with the Evelyn, you know, you had part one, part two, where they're discussing her marriage and we're discussing her life and where things are going. We got some background. You have, for me, like I would say, my favorite line or something I took with me was was the part where she said, "What about you allows other people to feel like they have permission to act like this in your space?" I thought that was a great line. What makes people think they can act like this in your space? Because, you know, it's kind of like you have to own yourself and people know what you will and won't allow to happen. And when people ask the fool, it's like, well, what, on the reflection of self, what made them think that was okay? Hello, Chris?
Yeah, hold on. My cell phone is going in and out. Hold on, T.
Weird. What you got? We're just sitting here talking about the show Fix My Life, which I thought was pretty awesome. And they also had this other episode. I mean, inside the Evelyn episode, you know, you just really have to look at self because the host, Ayala, she's like, you know, you're not a victim in most of these cases. You know, you're not a victim. You have to look at the situation as a whole. What was your part in it? Now, in some cases, you do start off as the victim. But if that's the case, then you need to remove yourself from the situation. Because if you continue to stay inside of it and allow yourself to continue to be victimized, then you kind of lose the title of victim because you're choosing to be in a situation. And that's what we also learned with this episode. And it was just a great motivational situation because Bella also talks about asking the question, who are you? And Evelyn's character didn't really have the answer to that. She's married now with this basketball player, or oh my goodness, she's a football player. She's married to this football player who's, you know, big time. She's in this very fast forward lifestyle. Got TV shows, got money, got celebrity, and she came from nothing. And then the question was asked, "Who are you?" And she didn't even have an answer. It was deep.
I think it brought awareness though to the fact that we don't think about that. We're constantly, like, in motion in our lives, and then we don't think about who we really are, you know?
Right. And that was a great question, especially when she couldn't answer it. But the question,
yeah,
can we answer it? You know, like, can we answer it within ourselves?
Yeah.
It was,
yeah,
interesting. And then on the other episode that they had, one of the young men on this episode, he didn't find out that the man who raised him wasn't his biological father. He was 23 years old, which is bad. But to add insult to injury, the joke was on him because the mama knew, of course, the younger sister knew, and the stepdaddy knew. So the whole family know, except for me. That was a deep episode. Was there anything in particular that stood out with you, Kristen, for that episode?
Well, just the whole idea of trust, you know, like if you can't trust your family and out of all people, your mother, it makes it hard for you to go about trusting people in your life. And so I think her whole big thing kind of wasn't like living inside of the story of what happened to him. It's just clearing up the lies so that they could actually functionally communicate, you know?
Right. And I thought it was interesting with how she took it back. She was like, you're mad at the woman today, but the lie is over 23 years old. Let's look at why the lie was told. And then she took it back to his mother being only 17 years old when she got pregnant, and the family snatched her up like, no, you can't be with the baby daddy no more. Out.
Yeah.
I thought that was really great that she did go back there. The mom, and unfortunately, the mom wouldn't let go of it.
Yeah. She was holding on all that grief, you know.
And sticking to the lie.
Yeah, and it almost becomes true to you, you know, after so many years.
Which definitely makes sense. You told it for so long, you don't really know the truth anymore.
Yeah, this man raised you. He's like your father.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then on the last show that I had watched was when the lady had left her family. She had two sons and a husband, and she had ran away with some other man. But then she came back and did this habit, seven times?
Six
times. Do you think, in watching that, do you think that she really was ever going to stay?
No, but I think they got down to the bottom of it at the end of the episode when she was saying her biggest fear in life is making it on her own. And so she knew that when she went with her mister that the chemistry between her and her husband was over and their relationship was over. She just continued to go back so she'd be taken care of.
I think my favorite scene in that one is after she does come back and they sit down for dinner and they act like everything was normal. That slayed me. And for the listeners, what happens here is this woman has been gone for who knows how long, and she decides to pack up her hefty bag, hop in the car, go back to the house where the husband and two sons live. And the sons are about 17 and maybe 16 years old, maybe. And I was like, okay, well, you know, y'all go ahead and have dinner so y'all can talk about it, you know, kind of reunite or whatever. And the host disappears. When they look at it on the cameras of what's going on, the family is sitting there having dinner, talking and hanging out and catching up like she was on a business trip. And it was like,
yeah.
Really?
It was just like the idea of how numb everybody was.
Right. A lot of people live in that space, in that numbness?
Yeah. I think so.
That is crazy. Well, we definitely have to continue watching because you got me hooked to it. Now, did you watch the last show they recently had with the homegirls on it?
I did. That was a pretty emotional episode because it was all about miscommunication and everybody had assumed somebody felt somewhere about the other person. These black women got together to start this blog and these businesses and it just all crumpled down. But the idea of that whole show was how we all need one another, you know?
Okay.
So that was really powerful.
I'll have to check that one out. I like all this kind of stuff when we get to make ourselves better, enhancing, when it's all about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's about, is enhancing itself.
It's like a self-help
awesome.
Book on television.
Right, totally a self-help book on television. Now, on another topic, you have recently become my new dance partner. Just a quick mention.
Oh, yes, it's a good workout for me. I love it. It brings my inner diva out.
OMG, I feel so good. I felt better. I'm sorry, you guys. To the listeners, me and Kristen started dancing together, and we just teach choreography to ourselves and dance it as if we're on stage with 1,000 people in front of us. And I haven't danced this rigorous in quite some time, and my body's, like, shocked to a point of, like,
my ankle's so mad at me right now. Like, really, you thought you were going to keep up with tea.
Do you know my glutes? Like, my butt hurts. I'm
yeah.
like, why? Hilarious.
Yeah.
I did too. So thank you. It was late at night. She so didn't want to. It was like 11 o'clock. And she was like, are you serious, T'Angelo? But as long as there's breath in my body, let's get into it.
It was the best birthday present until midnight, you know, bring it all in with the Rihanna dance piece.
Well, you've been on my life. To the listeners, if you guys want to see what we're talking about, you can go to my Facebook page, not the T'Angelo Live, but my actual personal Facebook page, and check out the choreography. We did post a video last night of me just running through the choreography, and I was sweated out. I mean, dripping everywhere. It was awesome. Anyhow, Kristen, baby, thank you so much for stopping by the Kicker Spot and hanging out with us. Happy birthday. Happy birthday
thank
to you.
You.
happy, happy birthday from the Kickin' Spot to you. Hey, happy, happy birthday. Hope all your dreams come true. Happy, happy birthday from the Kickin' Spot to you. Hey!
Woo! Thank you, love. I appreciate all the birthday love.
Most definitely, most definitely. And until next time, we'll definitely kick it again soon, all right?
Yes.
Alrighty, ciao. Alrighty, guys, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot. Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Alrighty, you guys, what it do? And what's up? Have you guys been in tune to the recent... not recent, but one of the latest videos to go viral, Gangnam Style. And it's crazy because I had, you know, research and was doing, you know, getting information together for today's show. And as I was driving today to and from work, I heard Gangnam Style on the radio. And it's not even an English song. And they don't have an English version of it either. It was hilarious. And I'm like, really right now? Like, really right now? So, Gangnam Style is a South Korean rapper. Gangnam Style is a song. It's a single by a Southern Korean rapper, PSY. I don't know how to pronounce that other than PSY. And the song was released in July, okay, of this year. And it was a lead single off this PSY's album. Okay, so Gangnam Style, it debuted at number one on the charts in South Korea, and the national record has hit the has hit heights that he never expected. Okay, as of October, the music video had over 430 million views on YouTube, and it's like, really right now? I mean, really right now? The video has been shared on the internet by numerous celebrities, including T-Pain, Katy Perry, Britney Spears, Tom Cruise, and by different music artists like Nelly Furtado, Maroon 5, and even featured on media outlets like CNN International, The Wall Street Journal. I mean, everyone is talking about Gangnam Style. And I'm like, what is this? You know, I'm into dance. Is this a new trend that I don't know about? What is this? So I check out the video. You guys have to see it. It's just a really fun. Okay, first of all, some of the hip hop movement that they do in there is vintage. They do the stanky leg. They do ride the train. They do some other little fun movements. But overall, he's just funny, and the video is so fun. You just feel like you want to jump right in there with the ladies, with the lead singer, and have a blast with them. We're going to actually take a minute, you guys, and let you hear some of this new hot track, Gangnam Style, by the artist PSY. I wonder if there's an actual, I don't know how to correct, Psy, maybe? I don't know. Man, I should find out how to say that. I thought it was PSY. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Yeah, take a listen to Gangnam Style by PSY.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 그런 선호해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 그래 바로 너 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 그래 바로 너 지금부터 내 때까지 가볼까 오빤 강남 스타일 Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
guys, that was Gundam Style by PSY. A really good fun track there. And the track doesn't sound too different from the music we have out today. And if it was in English, it probably could be sitting right there next to Party Rock Anthem. What you guys think? Gundam Style. I guys have to check it out yourself and see what you guys think. I just had to share it because, again, I thought it was very entertaining. And it was over 430 views. I was like, Gundam Style. Oh, and I was at a recent picnic the other day, and everyone was like, oh, T'Angelo, do Gundam Style. Do Gundam Style. I'm like, I didn't learn that one. Nope, didn't learn it. I guess I'll have to put it on my to-do list. But me and Kristen dancing and all, we'll have to start doing that. Gundam Style. Yeah, Gundam Style. Awesomeness. Okay. In other news, actress Stacey Dash is at the center of some harsh Twitter backlash after the former Clueless co-star tweeted out an endorsement for Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Stacey posted a photo of herself in a red swimsuit and tweeted, "Vote for Romney, the only choice for your future." Well, why does she go and do that? It didn't go too well. I mean, freedom of speech is what I say. But I guess when you say something, be prepared for someone to say something back. And that's exactly what happened. Dash immediately began experiencing biased hate tweets attacking the actress for supporting the Republican candidate. So harsh that one person even tweeted, "Kill yourself," and retweeted Dash's photo. I don't think that was very nice, but they did. Dash defended herself and tweeted, "My humble opinion, everyone is entitled to one." Celebrities and daytime talk show hosts weighed in on the backlash and defended Dash's freedom to have her own opinion and express it freely. But on Wednesday's episode of The View, Barbara Walters suggested that it would not have happened if she were a white woman. She reported that the feeling is black people should not be voting for Romney, Walters said. But co-host Whoopi Goldberg disagreed and said she's being attacked because she has a different viewpoint from other people. Dash appeared on Piers Morgan's Tonight Show on Tuesday and defended herself, stating that, defending her endorsement for Romney. She's quoted as saying, "We're all entitled to our own opinion." Woo! When Morgan asked what the backlash says about the political disclosure and debate in America, Dash said, "We are not united, you know? We need to be united." Okay. I did read up on some of these tweets, you guys. It was deep. It was ouch. Especially the kill yourself part. There's things in there that said, like, "You are out of work black actress, and why are you even supporting him? You're a beautiful, unemployed idiot." I mean, it was deep. And I'm like, whoa! All because she posted that she supports Mitt Romney. And then I thought what's interesting was the Barbara Walters versus Whoopi Goldberg's point of view of why. Now, I would love to say that Whoopi Goldberg is correct. People are just, you know, harking at her because she's a different point of view. But unfortunately, if she was a white woman, I don't think it would have been blown out of proportion like this at all, because her point of view wouldn't have been so different than other maybe white people in America. But I think it was a black thing. I think that black people got mad at her and felt that she should vote the way they think she should vote. And I don't agree with that. I, again, am with the people who say just vote. Your vote is your vote. You are not required to vote anyway. When the African Americans of yesteryear fought to get African Americans the opportunity to vote, they didn't tell you who to vote for. All they wanted was to give you the option to vote. Now, if it's Romney, if it's Obama, that is your choice. Long as you are signing out your voter's ballot, you all good with me. Put your little pen on, maybe get some money from your job for being off work that day, and push it on through. You guys, that's what it's about. It's about voting. You vote for who your heart desires. Now, if y'all want to cuss somebody out and tell somebody to kill themselves, get that fool who ain't voting. Tell him to kill himself. Well, I mean, don't. Okay, hold up, back up. Don't tell him to kill himself, but I'm saying I got to find that person. And then, by the way, and I'm going to conclude on my little soapbox with this. My sister posted on her Facebook the other day that a lot of people be posting on Twitter and Facebook about who they should and shouldn't vote for, who won the debate, who lost the debate. Obama got his behind handed to him. Romney is lying. Obama should have came stronger. Romney is lying.
Okay, all y'all doing that? Is each and every one of y'all registered to vote? Each, if you are posting comments on the social media, you only can do that if you register. Otherwise, you need to shut up. Don't be commenting on what's going on if you're not registered. That's only step one. Step two, take your little raggedy tail on down there and post a little ballot on there, too. Post a little thingy. Get your little pennant. Post your vote. Get a pennant and keep it pushing. Or get a sticker that'll have pennants. Get a sticker. Okay? All right. That was crazy, though. Stacey Dash, I love you, by the way. You're a beautiful woman. I hate that you didn't get picked up for season two of Single Ladies. It would have been great to have you, but, you know, we look forward to seeing you in your next endeavor. Anyhow, apparently, you guys, I got a little carried away, but my homeboy G is in here. He want to come talk and put some thoughts on this. So you guys also give me a copy. I want to share y'all's opinion. 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to get you guys' opinion on this topic. We'll be right back.
Tired of being tired? Then start a home business. No cold calling, no talking to friends or family for only $25. You can make full-time income with part-time efforts. Empower yourself. Over 49,000 members in less than 8 months and growing. Visit us today. Go to www.empowertruewealth.com. Again, that's www.empowertruewealth.com.
Great game. I love Monday Night Football. Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong?
I just remembered. It's Jennifer's birthday tomorrow, and I didn't buy her anything. She's going to kill me. I'm so out of time.
No way. You do have time.
I'm dead.
It's called TicketsTime.com. They have tickets for everything. Doesn't Jennifer love Lady Gaga?
Loves Gaga.
They have Lady Gaga tickets, too, and the best part, they are really cheap, so you can...
So I can buy even more beer for next week's game.
TicketsTime.com, the best way to get cheap tickets for concerts and sporting events all over the world, and prices. So cheap, you can enjoy more beer. TicketsTime.com.
Yo, 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 what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling here at the Ticket Spot. And actually, my homeboy, G, the Genius, is actually on the line. We're going to bring him to the Ticket Spot to chill out with us. Whew. That last one topic got me a little riled up. Sorry, you guys. Yo, G, what it do, son?
Okay.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, doing what I got to do.
So I know that you are passionate about this whole political race as well, and I know you're biased on your opinion because we have discussed before, but what are your thoughts on the Stacey Dash Twitter backlash?
I honestly think, I mean, a lot of people would say that it's the fact that Obama's black and she's black, so she should vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think that a lot of people are upset because they – well, would honestly look at certain celebrities thinking there's a certain level of intelligence, and the fact that Mitt Romney is totally lying to the general public, and a large portion of that public is the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the backlash is are you serious? I think Oprah Winfrey would get the same type of backlash next to, let's say, if Jim Carrey came out and said, oh, no, I think Mitt Romney's better than Obama, he'd probably still get the same type of backlash.
You think Jim Carrey?
Even Jim Carrey, I'm saying. Even Jim
okay,
Carrey.
Okay, so now, here's my issue with that statement. Do you think there are no celebrities posting their comments? I mean...
I think there are most celebrities... I mean, yeah, more A-list celebrities, but most celebrities keep these type of opinions to themselves just because they know they have fans
Mm-mm.
on both
Mm-mm.
sides of the aisle.
Mm-mm. Beyonce is very public about who she's voting for. There's a lot of these celebrities who are very public about who they're voting for. They're endorsing them even. I'm about to Google some of them right now.
And even those that do get some type of backlash. I just think Stacey Dash was the biggest one because majority of the people couldn't believe, like, really? Out of all people, Stacey Dash?
Interesting indeed. Well, okay, well, that was your view on that. So then, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Obama out of the lesser two evils. I mean, not to say that Obama's evil, but, you know, he hasn't followed through with a lot of policies. I understand the whole concept of or the whole problem with Republicans filibustering him and all that. True. But if there were another candidate that was better than Obama, I would vote for that person, but unfortunately it's Mitt Romney. So
right now you want to vote for Hillary Clinton?
I mean, if Hillary came out with some better arguments on these issues, then I'd vote for Hillary. Yeah, I think that's a real big misconception about African Americans, that they will vote for you just because you're black. Even though that's the stereotype, those that actually pay attention to politics, that's just not true. I'm not going to give this guy a presidency because he's the same color as me. That's as ignorant as being racist.
Really?
I mean, right?
A lot of people disagree with you on that one.
Matter
too.
Of fact, what that brings up a really good point. I'm sorry if I'm sidetracking your show.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
But there's a college student in Texas. She's trying to go to college. She sends in her application. The grades were good. You know, community service. Everything's perfect. She gets denied because there's no more room. And there's no more room because there's a law, of course, in schools, which is slipping my mind at the moment, but the law that says there's a certain number of minorities that have to be put into school systems and government working agencies.
What's the thing called? Oh, yeah, I know. Affirmative action.
Right? My mind totally went blank.
Affirmative action, yeah.
Affirmative action.
Got a great
Thank
education
you.
Because of that. Okay.
So now she's suing the school because of affirmative action on the basis that if there was no affirmative action, she could go to college.
But
because there's not enough room.
Weird.
Sorry, what?
That's weird, because if it was the other way around, that she was only getting in because she was black, would she be suing then too?
Oh, no, she's white.
Oh, here,
right.
See, you got to change the colors on us. This is like
my mistake. But yeah, she's a white girl in Texas. Didn't get accepted into the college because there was no more room because they had to save the extra seats for minorities. Would you say?
Yeah. That's the cat calling the cat with the black cat in the hat kettle.
So here's the kicker. She's suing, and now it's going to the Supreme Court, and they're ruling on it next week if affirmative action should still be in place in a modern America where racism, so-called, doesn't exist.
Well, I mean so-called because I do know people who – I have met people who actually got their education because of affirmative action because they couldn't get in schools, and that's people from today. But nonetheless, well, we'll have to have you stop by or let me know what that story is because I'm interested to hear how that vote comes out. But on another topic, did you happen to catch the relationship topic of the week?
I think I caught the end of it.
Okay, so it is know who is getting your quality time. Okay, know who's getting your quality time. What do you do to ensure that your quality time is kept for you when in a relationship?
Stay selfish?
I'm saying, but with your partner, how do you ensure that your quality time stays for you? I mean, what are you doing with or to your girl to ensure that your time stays your time, that her smiles belong to you, that her extra time belongs to you?
I mean, that's a loaded question. You do whatever it takes to keep that partner happy. I mean,
I know.
That's
what
the whole
thing.
That's
generic.
Oh, what do I do per se?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out because in the earlier story, I told the chick had let herself go. She wasn't a dime piece no more. She went down to be about a nickel sack. And so her comment to me was, my man ain't complaining. And I said, he's not complimenting you either. So I made the statement
that's
complimenting somebody. We're men. We're looking at somebody. If I don't walk in the room, matter of fact, we've been together. When you see a chick, you're like, damn. You should feel that way about your chick. But she wasn't giving that. It was more like here she comes. got the kids with her too, huh?
Right. Okay.
So
what do you do? Well, I mean,
what are you doing?
You know, I'm hitting the gym. You know, I try to stay neat and fresh, you know. I mean, but I don't know. I think when a woman or a guy, for that matter, starts letting themselves go, it becomes it's an insecurity type issue. And that's unattractive no matter what you're wearing, so.
And I'm not just talking about the let yourself go. I mean, okay, so in my opinion, it's what you do. Like, in my opinion, it's what I'm going to say. And what are you doing, T, to make sure your quality time stays yours? Well, one thing, I'm keeping it spontaneous. You're not going to always figure out what the hell I'm doing. I'm going to pop up at the house one day, 6 hours earlier than I typically do, and I'm going to have a board game with me. I am going to be trying to get a date night together. I am going to start complimenting you when you put on a fragrance that I like, or you put on some you know, outfit that I happen to like. I'll be the one getting you a
call. All right. I get that. And that's just a choice of style and angle on keeping that attention. Me personally, I'm one of those, like, I'm not going to call you. If you want to hang out with me, call me. What's up? And if I call you, I'm going to call you and say, hey, you know, let's go do something. No, all right, cool. I'm going to go do what I wanted to do anyway.
Now, what if your girl keeps trying to hang out with you? Does your girl have a problem getting your time if she want to hang out and see you? Is that a problem?
Typically, no. It's one of those, like, if I'm busy, no. If I'm not busy, then we're hanging out.
Okay, and then, one last question. I got that. Right. If you're available. My last question, and this is for all the men in America. Let's see what your answer is for your half of the men in America. Right. What is lacking in a relationship that prompts you to stray?
that's a tough question. It could be a whole number of things, but I guess if I had to pick one, it'd be I want to say opportunity or options. Like, I guess if a guy has an opportunity to have sex with another chick, there's a large percentage that probably would.
So hold on, because now you're about to say something crazy. So that means no matter what the hell your chick is doing, if some hoe in the street gets opportunity, you taking it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to.
Okay,
so that's it. When you ask the question,
I'm saying, but what is lacking at home? What, because if your girl's putting it on you or cooking for you or whatever you happen to like,
well, then that other chick wouldn't have the opportunity, then would she?
So that's what you mean by opportunity being vague, but I get you.
Whatever. Yeah, I have some complicated questions.
No, you just don't want to get right to the answers.
So yeah,
I'm
still in this relationship. I can't give out all the juicy details. Jeez.
Oh.
Actually, not, because real stuff, my girl's actually a fan of the show, so she's probably listening. I'm going to probably have to explain these later.
Hey, yeah. What up, Mom? What it do? Just a quick spot with your boy, D'Angelo. So basically, if your chick is slipping in any area that the hoe can get in, she lost. All right, you guys, that's his answer right now. Well, thank you so much, G, for hanging out with us here at the Kicker Spot. You have given us a great insight.
I am going to get it later. I'm really upset about how this conversation is done.
That's how it goes sometimes here at the Kicker Spot. Everybody can't be happy, but know that we got love for you. You guys, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and while we're gone, hit up the Tangelo Live Fanbook page. We'll be right back after this.
I'm going to be listening to your show later.
World!
Wow. You officially tuned in to a BBBBK classic.
I'm calling this phone up just to tell him mama I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, care for me. Who I truly believe, God sent me an angel from above. Gonna love me for life. That is what we perfect. Only because the only way I can describe. So this is love. This is what it is. I could be dreaming if just ain't crazy. This is love. This is what it is. Cause I never felt like
Hey, you guys, what's going on? It's your boy, T. Angelo, and you are tuned into the Kicker Spot. Well, another great evening hanging out here. It has been a blast, and hope you enjoyed yourself as well. You guys, we're not going to take too much more time. Thanks for Chris and G giving us a call today, a.k.a. The Genius. Definitely check out Studio Math. That's the homie. I don't really have much else to say. You guys, be safe out there. What's coming up next? Halloween. I'll see you guys before Halloween. What are we wearing? I had to find a costume. Oh, West Hollywood, here we come. Oh, I'm over time. All right, you guys, gotta go. Much love, peace, and soul. This is your boy. That was a mixture of host and boy. This is your boist. This is your host, T. Angelo. You guys, remember to experience life to the fullest. Just live. I'm your host, T. Angelo, and we're up, up, up out of here.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kicker Spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo, why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I know who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.